Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're looking at something called Ovoco 2025. We've got some excerpts from a PDF.
Right. It's dated May 22nd, 2025. Maciej Walczewski is the author mentioned.
Yep. And our mission really is just to pull out the key bits from this source, see what it says about Ovoco now and, you know, what's next.
Especially around that main idea they put right up top, reusing is the future.
Exactly. And right away, I mean, the numbers just jump out at you.
Mm-hmm.
The source mentions 26.5 million parts. That's a lot.
It is. And what's fascinating there, I think, is what that number represents.
Right.
It's not just inventory sitting somewhere.
Right.
When you see 26.5 million parts and then right alongside that, 5,000 sellers.
Yeah, 5,000 sellers feeding into that.
Exactly. It just paints this picture of a huge active ecosystem, you know? Mm-hmm. It shows the scale of reusing that's actually happening. It's not just theory. It's powered by this massive network.
Makes it feel very real. That whole reuse idea.
It really does.
And it's not just the current size, is it? The report really highlights growth.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a figure showing employee count shooting up 2.5 times. So there are 250 people working with them now.
Which is substantial growth.
And the PDF also flags their position, top 10 in Poland. And it charts this from Q1 2023 right through to Q1 2025.
Yeah, that two-year window.
Plus an example of sales growth, too.
And that kind of, well, explosive growth in just 2 years.
Yeah.
Especially for a business built on reuse, it tells you something important.
Like what?
Well, it's not just about market demand picking up. It strongly suggests they've gotten really good at the operations.
Ah, managing the complexity.
Precisely. Growing that fast means juggling logistics, quality, thousands of sellers. It points to a solid strategy for actually scaling the operation.
Which is often the tricky bit.
It's usually the hardest part in making something like widespread reuse actually work. So for you listening, if you're interested in how these kinds of models scale up.
That rapid growth is key.
It's a key indicator of their ability to execute, yeah.
And speaking of execution, the document does get specific about infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It says they're bringing new logistics centers online. Designed for faster transport of parts.
And that detail, the logistics centers, that's critical. You know, one of the classic problems with reusing parts, especially car parts.
Getting quickly.
Right. It takes time, often longer than just getting a new part. So by investing in faster transport, better logistics, they're tackling a core issue for buyers.
Makes the reuse option more competitive, more convenient.
Exactly. Faster repairs, less downtime for your vehicle. It matters.
And the report is also pretty clear. They're thinking about the buyer's wallet.
How so?
It notes Ovoco is actively investing in lowering shipping costs for buyers. They even use that little downward arrow symbol, you know.
Huh. Yeah. That's strategic. Cost is, well, it's always a big factor, isn't it? New versus used.
Always.
So by deliberately pushing shipping costs down, they're making their parts more affordable, sure, but they're also removing a barrier.
A practical one and maybe a psychological one too.
Yeah, it makes choosing reuse easier, more logical. It shows they're committed to making the economics work for you, the customer, which you need for real mainstream adoption.
Okay, and then here's where it gets, I think, really interesting.
Yeah.
Points towards a bigger vision.
Go on.
The source mentions a new online store.
Right.
But it's specifically for packaging materials.
Packaging materials. For the sellers.
Seems like it. And right after that, there's a note about geographical expansion, complete with a little globe icon.
Okay, wow, that packaging store. That's a fascinating little detail.
Why do you say that?
Because it suggests that they're not just building a marketplace, they're building the whole ecosystem around it.
Supporting the sellers.
Right. By giving resources like packaging to their 5,000 sellers, they make it easier for them to do their part well. It streamlines the supply side.
Makes the whole network stronger.
Exactly. And you combine that with the geographical expansion. It looks like a strategy to both strengthen their current base and basically copy-paste this model into new places.
Enabling sellers, attracting buyers, both sides.
Seems like it. It's about building the whole machine, not just one part of it.
Okay, so stepping back, what does this all mean? We've seen the huge scale, millions of parts, thousands of sellers.
Yeah, the sheer size.
We've seen the really fast growth, team size, business position.
The momentum.
We've noted the focus on operational nuts and bolts like logistics for speed and investing to cut shipping costs for you, the buyer.
The practical improvements.
And we've glimpsed the future strategy supporting sellers with things like packaging, pushing into new regions.
Expanding the ecosystem.
So pulling that all together, given the scale of parts we read about, the clear investment in logistics, moving things fast, and that focus on lowering costs for buyers.
Yeah.
What does this deep dive really tell you about the practical stuff needed?
You mean to make reusing as the future actually happen on a big scale?
Yeah. What does it take based on this source?
Well, what stands out to you listening to this, it suggests it takes more than just, you know, good intentions or a nice website. It takes serious infrastructure logistics, warehousing. It takes operational muscle to manage it all. And it takes smart economics, like tackling those shipping costs. It paints a picture of the heavy lifting required.
Yeah, the concrete steps, not just the idea.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good point to ponder. It definitely takes more than just saying it's the future.
Indeed.
Okay. That brings us to the end of this deep dive into the Uvoco 2025 source material. Hopefully it's given you a clear sense of what scaling reuse actually looks like on the ground.
Thanks for joining us.